This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Now, rumor has it there's going to be a melee later today in Vermont's largest city. Local authorities in Burlington have already been notified about the upcoming fight. But fear not, these combatants, while they will be armed, will be so only with rocks, scissors, and paper. Yes, it's the second annual Rock, Paper, Scissors Tournament Challenge. And proceeds from the event will go to benefit a new place, a local homeless shelter that aims to create long-term solutions for homeless men and women so they can start their lives anew, hence the name. They're teaming up with Arch Riot on Pine Street, where the competition takes place. And joining us now for more on the event and why rock, paper, scissors is the preferred mode of combat is Michelle Omo, the development and marketing director for A New Place. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we get into some serious questions I have about rock, paper, scissors, or RPS as the pros call it, I'd like to know a little more about A New Place. This used to be called the Burlington Emergency Shelter, is that right?
That is correct. We were founded in 1982 as Burlington Emergency Shelter, and we just went through rebranding in April of 2014, mainly because we wanted to focus more on long-term solutions. We have a four-phase program, and the emergency piece is actually now phase one of our program. So everyone who comes to us is obviously still in a state of emergency, and then in phase one, they get a bed, a meal, a shower, going from survival mode to safety. And then we have three more phases that focus more on the root of homelessness and what actually brought them to our door.
About how many people come to A New Place?
We have room for 28 beds. Eight of those beds are in our transitional housing program, which is located on our second floor. And the rest of the beds are downstairs in dormitory-style rooms.
What are some of the strategies that you use to get people into a permanent place to live? Because you're right, the emergency part of it, it's important, it's needed for a stopgap measure, but it is not a long-term solution.
And that's why we wanted to focus more on long-term. We were seeing some of the same people come back five, six, seven times, and we just got to thinking that something isn't working, and what could we do to really address the reason that they come to our door? And so in phase two, they sit down with our case manager and come up with a transition plan. And that's when, together with the case manager and the guest, they'll set goals, whether it's financial, vocational, spiritual, physical, whatever they need to be successful. And then they meet with the case manager every week to make sure they're hitting those goals. Every person that comes to us has a different story, and every story is unique.
Are the folks at A New Place qualified to make mental health assessments? Some people may have more serious challenges, and do you often have to refer them to a mental health
facility? Correct. Actually, yes. We do a lot of different collaboration with other organizations and agencies in town. We partner a lot with Howard Center. We partner some with Spectrum. It takes a lot of collaboration. Sometimes we have to refer our guests to other places to get therapy or other different services.
And Michelle, I understand there's also a social media event that you're tying to this as well.
Correct. It's a social media campaign called hashtag I am more than homeless. We just wanted to feature people that actually make up our family in a way that helps the community see what their stories are, but doesn't exploit them. And so we actually have taken a picture of their eyes. And it's almost like through their eyes, this is their story. And so at Rock, Paper, Scissors, we'll be featuring a gallery of their stories.
And obviously all these services cost money, so hence I imagine this tournament, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yes.
Why Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Well, we have a board member, Robin Sutphin, who's the director of operations at New Moon Cafe. This is his brainchild. And once he jumped on board with us, he thought, what a great, fun way to get the community together to be a little silly, have a little fun, and raise a little money. We had it just this year, actually, in July. We had people come out. It was a lot of fun. We even had a contestant that came in an armadillo mask or armadillo, actually the entire head. And so she was actually second place. And so, yeah, a lot of people came out, word spread, and people were really excited about it. People that heard about it and didn't come wanted to come. So we decided, why not, instead of waiting until next year, let's just try it again and see if we can get some more people out.
And it's free to watch. Anybody can come by and watch. There's an entry fee if you want to participate and be a competitor. Is that right?
Exactly. Spectators are free, but in order to purchase a ticket, it's $15. And then throughout the game, if you want to, if you get eliminated, you can buy an extra life and get back in.
So is this a game of skill or luck? Is it a mind game? The armadillo head, I imagine, could have been a psychologically intimidating presence.
Apparently it worked for second place.
Yeah.
You know, I would say all of the above. Some people come with their strategies and algorithms and statistics, and then some people just come and have a lot of fun.
And I guess I should say, for people that may not be familiar with this game, and it seems like it's been around forever, you can throw down one of three things, either a rock, paper, or scissors.
Exactly.
The rock, you'd think, well, that's going to win because, you know, it can bash the scissors, but the paper can cover the rock, the scissors can cut the paper. So there should be an equal chance. And you're just trying to guess what the other person puts out first.
It's true. Word on the street, though, is that paper is the one that wins the most.
So we're giving away some trade secrets.
A little tip.
What are the prizes for the winners?
Well, the grand prize will be up to $1,000. Second and third place, they get congratulations.
And the fun of playing and know that they benefited from a new place, which is always good. I ask about this because I play this game. I often play it with my wife, and I never win. It's very, very frustrating to me, and I want to get better at it. So here we go, Michelle, right now, you and me. Okay,
are we doing two out of three?
Well,
of course
we're doing two out of three.
Okay,
how
okay.
else do you play rock, paper, scissors? Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Once, twice, three, shoot.
Ooh,
okay,
tie.
Two papers, okay. Once, twice, three, shoot. Oh, rock bashes my scissors. Once, twice, three, shoot.
Woo!
And the paper covers my rock and I lose again. Oh, I'm going to get better.
See? Paper won.
Maybe I have to come down to the event and see how the pros do it.
There you go.
Maybe that's what it is. Well played, Michelle Omo.
Thank you.
Development and Marketing Director for A New Place, and the second annual Rock, Paper, Scissor Tournament takes place today at 6 p.m. at Arts Riot on Pine Street in Burlington. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.